弟兄姐妹喜乐。
Joy be with you, brothers and sisters.
刚才已经向父亲祝贺快乐了。
We have just, celebrate and give thanks to our fathers.
我现在向父亲的父亲祝他父亲节快乐。
Well, I wish you happiness to the father of fathers.
有几位是父亲的父亲，请举手。
If you are grandfathers, please raise your hand.
不少不少。很好。
Very good.
感谢主，今天在这个堂跟大家，我是第一次在这个堂跟大家一起分享主的话。
This is my first time to share the word with you in this sanctuary.
这个堂比以前那个大堂小了很多。
And this room is actually much smaller than the previous one.
但是把弟兄姐妹的距离也缩近了很多。
But it also shortens the distance between among brothers and sisters.
这个让弟兄姐妹的距离缩近的好处比这个空间小的坏处要大很多。
And the advantage of shortening the distance among brothers and sisters is much greater than the limitation of a smaller room.
我看到今天的周报打错了一个字。
I see a typo in today's bulletin.
就是在我名字的后面，长老那个长字应该没有。
That should be a, that's not the, the old character should not be there.
很诚实的告诉你，我很舍不得纠正这个错误。
I'm reluctant actually to make this change.
所以不管是哪一个弟兄或者姐妹打错这个字，我要谢谢他。
Whoever brother and sister have mistyped this, I have to thank him or her.
张威老，这个老字可以留着。
An old man 张威 so this old can remain.
在三个多礼拜以前，我回去过一次台湾。
And I returned to Taiwan about three and a half weeks ago.
我跟以前五十三年前我三十岁的时候带领的青年团契的人见面。
After we union with the youth fellowship.That I led 35 years ago. 53 years ago.
53年前我30岁，所以我现在几十岁，你们会加吗？
I was 30 years old when 53 years ago.
我见到他们，我说，怎么搞的？你们都这么老了。
I said, what happened? Why you guys look so old?
五十三年前，他们都不到二十岁，有的已经二十岁读大学的。
Most of them are under twenties when 53 years ago.
他说：“你比我们更老啊。”
Now you look older than me.
我都不觉得自己老。
I don't feel I'm old.
真的，我们有主的生命的人呐、啊，这个时间已经不是我们的issue。
And for us as Christians and live in Christ, this age is not an issue.
因为我们有了永生，这个永远进到我们里面，我们的今生就变成看不见的一个点。
When we have eternal life in us, and this life here is very negligible.
我很容易不知不觉讲很多闲话。
I always usually went astray and talk a lot.
我们今天几点结束？我希望能够控制好时间。
十二点
。那好。我同时要报告一下我的情况，因为我知道有人为我祷告。
I want to make a short announcement too because I know that some of you prayed for me.
我在2014年的七月肺癌开过刀。
I have an operation on my lung cancer in year 2014.
我 之后每三个月要去看好几个医生，心脏科医生、肺科医生、外科医生、癌科医生。
I have a follow-up with various doctors every 3 months after that.
我就跳过了，我就把最近的，就是大概4个礼拜前吧，是不是4个礼拜前看的一个癌科医生，他的情况跟大家报告一下。
I want to make a short report to you about my appointment with my oncologist.
我去看他以前照过 CAT scan， 做了验血啊，还有其他的检查，他都事先看过了。
I've done some CAT scan and blood work, and then the doctors already reviewed it.
那么我跟我的女儿在诊所等他，他一进来就跟我握手，他也是个基督徒。
And I was waiting for the doctor with my daughter, and when we saw him, he shook my hand.
他是我女儿同学的同一个教会的弟兄。
The doctor is also a brother. It's the same church with my daughter's classmates.
他跟我握手以后，只跟我讲了一句话，只有三个字，就是。
After he shook my hands, he only say one word. It's three words.
You look younger.
You look younger.
然后他就不理我了，就跟我女儿聊聊聊。
And then he actually talk to my daughters.
这就是各位为我祷告的结果。
And I think this is the outcome of your prayers.
谢谢你们为我祷告。
And I thank you for your prayers.
好，那今天我们的题目是住在基督里。之门徒定义篇。
And today's sermon is titled is In Christ and the Definition of Disciples.
我记得在去年二月的时候，我在这里跟大家提过。
I remember the February last year, I was here and mentioned this.
我们刚才读过的那篇圣经就是说住在基督里。
And the scripture that we just read is about in Christ.
那个我们中文都是说在基督里，其实英文是 abide in Christ.
And in English, it actually means abide in Christ.
这个 abide 不是在，不只是在而已，是住，是生活在基督里。
Abide is not just there; it's kind of like within you, and it's you live with Him.
那么这个题目是非常大，在圣经里面非常大的一个题目。
It is a really, really big topic in the scripture.
我们都知道，我们神在基督里创世之前就预备了我们的救恩。
You know that God prepared the salvation before He created the world.
在基督里，在基督里，许多都是在基督里。而给我们带来的救恩啦、祝福啦，一切。
And all the things in the salvation are actually from in Christ.
那么我形容过这个在基督里这个题目，好像一个很巨大的钻石。
And this topic about in Christ is actually like a big diamond.
那么我们都知道，钻石是有很多切面的。
We know that and diamond has many facets.
那么今天我们的题目是门徒的定义，只是这许多切面中的一个。
And this definition of a disciple is only one of those facets.
那么就是这一个切面就大得不得了。
And this one facet is really big.
其实我的能力是远远不及来讲这个。
And I think I'm not up to the capability is not up to the standard to talk about this topic.
但是从去年我接到卢弟兄的通知，说今年又要我来讲的时候，这个题目就在我的心里面。
When I received the request from Brother T.C. Low to ask me to talk about this topic, and this is all come into my mind.
那么这个题目主放在我心里面的时候，我就在圣经里面去查考了一下。
And God put this in my mind, and I look around in the Bible.
我就发现这个题目太重要了。
And I found that this topic is extremely important.
而且我跟许多的华人教会不很多个华人教会也在英文教会有接触。
And I have many contact before with a lot of Chinese church and English church.
我发现这个题目对教会现在的教会的弟兄姐妹有太大的影响。
And I find that this is it's a lot of influence on brothers and sisters in nowadays churches.
那么我就很挣扎，到底要讲还是不讲这个题目呢？
I'm really struggling whether I should talk or not talk about this.
你知道挣扎是很难过的一件事情。
You know that struggle is an easy thing.
很重要，那个感觉很沉重。
And it's very important, and I'm so, you know, and the feeling is so downcast.
又知道自己的能力担不起这个担子。
And it feels like I cannot afford, bear this burden.
不过后来我想如果主把这个题目放在我心里面不拿掉
If I wonder if God put this burden in my heart but if he does not take away
我不能自己把它拿掉
And I cannot take it away myself
那么我就来担起这个担子我求主来在我的力量在我的里面加给我力量
Then I feel like I should take up the burden myself and ask the Lord to give me the strength
在我八十三年的经历当中，我每次求主加给我力量，他都没有不加的。
In my past 83 years of experience with God, when I asked for strength, he always gave me.
所以我才放胆今天来跟大家分享这个题目。
So I boldly share this topic with you today.
但是我说过了，要求主加添我的力量，我们就来祷告。
But I said that, you know, I need to ask the Lord to give me the strength.
主啊，我呼求你，在这一刻，在这个地方加添我的力量。
Lord, we ask you to, in this time, to give me strength.
求圣灵在每一个听的弟兄姐妹心中动工。
No, we are the Spirit to work on our congregation's heart.
让已经住在我们里面的基督能够做主做王。
May the Christ who is in us be our King.
让我们也愿意放下我们自己来住在基督里。
So that we can lower ourselves, so that we can be in you.
求主的圣灵把我们带入这个真理。
May the Spirit and take us into the truth.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
好，这个门徒的定义，我们今天的主题是。我们要从主亲口所说的话来分享。
Today's in regarding to the definition of disciple, we want to go through it through what Jesus has said.
我们先来看马太福音二十八章十九二十节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20.
因为这节福音主也是主亲口说的话。
Because this is the word that's spoken by Jesus.
他说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Okay. Having gone then, disciple all the nations, and baptize them to the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all whatever I did command you. And lo, I am with you all the days till the full end of the ages.
这一段话是主耶稣在宣告他自己 已经得到天上地下所有的权柄之后说的。
This is what Jesus proclaimed after he got all the powers from all the earth.
也就是说，让我们知道他是天地的主宰，是以这个权柄、这个身份来颁布这个命令给他的门徒。
This tells us that he is the Lord of the heaven and the earth, so he can and then he can give us these commands.
可见这段话它的重要性、关键性和优先性是凌驾在许多许多其他的事情之上的。
And the importance of these missions and this criticality and the priorities is take over other kind of ministry.
而且这段话里面所包括的事情非常的大。
And it covers many, many things.
他说，我们中文说万民在英文是 all the nations,
and this is he covers all nations,
万国万民
and all the peoples.
然后施洗的时候是圣父、圣子、圣灵三一的神也包括在里面。
When talk about baptism, he mentioned and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity.
还有主所有吩咐我们的，就是包括主所有的教训。
And whatever Jesus commands us, including all his teachings.
啊，这些这么重要、这么大的事情是为什么呢
？And what is the purpose for this really important things?
是要叫我们去使万民做。主的门徒
is to ask us to make disciples of all nations.
这一段圣经的那个动词是门徒这个字。
And the verbs of this verse is the word disciple.
很奇妙。我应该对不起。我要讲下一个。好。对 ,OK, 好谢谢。OK 这个 disciple 在英文也不是动词
This word disciple in English is not a verb
在中文门徒也不是动词
In Chinese the word disciple is not a verb either
但是他你看他放在那个英文 disciple all the nation 就是把它当成英文当成动词用
But in the scripture, they put this word, they use it as a verb.
因为在原文这段圣经里面，那个希腊字是动词。
In the original Greek scripture, this word is a verb.
那么就是使人做门徒，那个字如果要把它动词，用动词来解释的话，是这样。
To make disciple, then they use the word disciple.
但是门徒不能够独立的，一定是什么人的门徒，对不对
？And for a disciple, you can be a disciple, a standalone disciple. You must be a disciple of someone else.
你是释迦牟尼的门徒，或者穆罕默德的门徒，或者是耶稣基督的门徒。这个门徒不是。就是门徒而已，一定是某某人的门徒。
You could be a disciple of the Buddha, or disciple of Muhammad, or disciple of anyone, but you have to be a disciple of someone.
所以耶稣说这段话，他后面接着告诉我们要成为基督的门徒，后面又有两个动词来帮助这前面 disciple 这个动词来。做这件事情
The disciple keep on telling us that this is we have to be in a way disciple of someone.
一个就是施洗，一个就是遵行。
Disciples compose two works: baptize and observe.
所以施洗，我们简单的说就是归入基督，与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
The word baptize means our life belongs to Christ, and we were in him and died with him, and died and resurrected together.
遵行就是主耶稣这里说，遵行他所有所吩咐我们的，英文是observe all whatever I did command you.
And the word observe mean you follow Christ all the commands and live out his whatever he asked.
所以就是把这个人基督化，就叫做门徒。
And this means that we make the person Christ-like.
好，那么下面有一段圣经是耶稣对信他的犹太人说的。
And following scriptures is a verse that Jesus talked to the believing Jews.
耶稣对信他的人说，犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples.
那么为什么耶稣对他的信他的犹太人呢说这样的话才真是他的门徒？为什么信他的人应该就是门徒了？
And why did Jesus say to the Jews that you need to abide in my word, then you're truly my disciple? And is it only just, you know, you believe in me, you're already a disciple already?
那么因为这个圣经啊，翻译的时候啊，常常为了要顾到这个文词的通顺，所以有时候这个真的意思啊，会流失掉一点。那么这耶稣说常常遵守我的道，原文的意思是英文就比较清楚，就是 abide in my word.
Sometimes the meaning of the scriptures some of these are lost in the translation, and the key things here is the word you abide in my word.
所以中文呢是应该是常常住在我的话里，那么这句话好像不太顺，中国人听不太懂，他就把它改掉，但是改掉就真正的意义就流失掉了。
So the original meaning should be you actually live within my word, but this is sometimes hard to understand.
因为主的话，主说过，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus said, my word is the spirit, is the life.
所以常常住在我的话里，就是常常住在我的生命里的这样的解释。
That you live in my words, that means you actually live in me.
那么常常住在我的生命里的意思，用我们的白话文来讲呢，就是每天每时都过着与主的生命相连在一起的生活。
So you live in my word or you live in me mean that in every day and every moment your life will be have a connection and a relationship with God.
所以耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们要常常时时每时每刻过一个不同的生活，是住在我的生命里这样的生活。
And Jesus said, and every day and every time you have to live a different life. That means you have to live within me.
那么我刚才说过，为什么耶稣对信他的犹太人要说这样的话，然后才说他是真的门徒呢
？And I talk about, you know, why Jesus need to say that you need to abide in my word, then.You are truly my disciples.
因为我们都知道犹太人呢是以遵守律法，而且要很严格的，安息日都要走一定距离的路，不能走太远，很严格的遵守律法，他们认为这样才能够得到神的喜悦。
We all know that Jews, they will strictly follow the laws. They think that this is the only way so they can receive their salvation.
是耶稣要改正他们这样的习惯，这样的观念，所以说你们要每时每刻与我的生命相连，你过这样的生活才算是我的门徒。对不起，我就知道按错。
And Jesus wants to actually change the Jews' beliefs and ask them, then you have to actually live with me and then you'll become my true disciples.
其实不止犹太教，所有的宗教都一样。
It's not only Judaism, but all the other religions are the same.
就是要求人努力的做好，遵守一些律法，遵守一些规矩，啊，你不要做错，一定要这样这样这样，然后你才能够得到神的喜悦。
And all the religions ask people to follow a set of rules so that you can do the right things all the time.
耶稣把这个观念要推翻掉，要改掉。
And Jesus wants to overthrow this concept.
耶稣他是告诉犹太人，他是犹太，不是耶稣的做法呢，他是先把神所喜悦的生命赐给人。
And Jesus, so actually he did it a different way. He gave the people the true life first.
那么谁有神所喜悦的生命呢？唯有耶稣基督。
And who will have this life from God is only from Jesus.
Who has this God pleasing, 能够讨神喜悦的生命？因为我们知道新约里面有两次神直接的开口打开天上的门窗户向人说话，有两次。
There's two incidents that and Jesus asked, you know, that and the sky opened and received God's word.
天父两次从天上说话。
And the Father's, you know, spoke from the heavens directly.
对耶稣说话，可是讲给所有的人听。
And God spoke to Jesus, but actually it's for all the people.
一次是在耶稣受洗的时候。
The first time is when Jesus was baptized.
一次是在变化山上。
And the other time is the Jesus in the mountain was transforming.
两次说同样的话，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And said the same word, "This is my beloved son." I pleased.
证明耶稣是唯独神所喜悦的，只有他有这样的生命。
Only Jesus is the beloved Son of God, and then only He has this life.
他要把这样神喜悦的生命给人。
He want to give this God's beloved life and to people.
所有接受了他这样的生命的人
，Whoever received this life。
才能够活出神喜悦的生命，像耶稣基督那样。
Can live a life that pleases God, just like Jesus.
这样才是他的门徒。
And this will be his disciples.
所以他跟犹太信他的犹太人这样说。
And so that's why he talked to these Jews who believed in him.
那个意思是说，你们要做我的门徒，不是单单遵守律法。努力做到安息日，不走过多的路。
If you want to be the disciple, you cannot just follow the laws and walk the same path.
而是要接受我所赐给你的生命，活在这个生命里面，你才真的是我的门徒。
You have to resist that life and live in this life, and then you'll be called my true disciples.
那么，耶稣说真。的门徒难道有假的门徒吗
？When Jesus talk about true disciple, is there any you know fake disciples?
耶稣的意思是说，有神所喜悦的生命的人，才有耶稣门徒的实质。
Only people with the life that please God, then will we receive the
那个实在的本质。
It will have these the true characters. In fact,
如果你只是外面的行，外面遵守很多规定，但是你的心里面没有这个实在的本质的话
，and you follow all the rules outside, but you don't have this nature in you.
你只是挂了一个耶稣门徒的名字。
then you are just, you know, wearing a name for, as a Christian.
You don't
have the essence of a true Christian.
So, 门徒的意思就是要人基督化。
And the word disciple means that you have the characters will be Christ-like.
怎么叫做基督化呢？就是把基督的生命跟你的生命合在一起来过生活。
To become Christ-like, you need to connect your life with Jesus' life.
那么耶稣又在许多其他的经文加以解释。
And Jesus also elaborated this through many other scriptures.
他在马太福音第十章三十八节说，不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 38, whoever doesn't take up his cross and follow me doesn't deserve to be my disciple.
然后在路加福音十四章二十七节说，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
In Luke chapter 14 verse 27, so those who do not carry their crosses and follow me cannot be my disciples.
这两节圣文经文好像是一样的，但是是彻底是不同的。
These two verses look similar, but they are quite different.
第一个说不配，第二个说不能。
The first one talk about say doesn't deserve. The second one say cannot be.
啊，不配是什么意思呢？就是不够资格。
What do you mean by doesn't deserve? That means you're not qualified.
比如说你要考大学，你没有高中毕业的文凭，你根本就没有办法去报名，你不配去报名。
Without a high school diploma, you are not qualified to apply for college.
如果你有高中的文凭，你报名了，你考试不及格，不通过那个标准，你就不能进入那个大学。
Even if you have a high school diploma, but you didn't pass the examination, then you cannot either enter a college.
所以耶稣说，如果不背起你的十字架，你不配，也不能做主耶稣的门徒。
Therefore, Jesus said, "If you don't take up your cross and you are not deserving, you cannot be his disciple."
所以这个十字架是在基督徒来说是一个必须的必经之路。
And the cross is a path that the Christians must walk on.
好，那么接着耶稣又在约翰福音十三章三十四、三十五节，他这样说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出。”你们是我的门徒了。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another according as I did love you, that you also love one another. In this shall all know that you are my disciples, and you may have love one to another.
这节圣经，我们常常把其中的一句话就是我怎样爱你们忽略掉了。
And in this script, verse, we often ignore the verse that say, you love one another.
我 How? 像我爱你。
As I did love you.
如果你问弟兄姐妹，耶稣的命令是什么？彼此相爱。
And brother and sister, what is the commandment of God? Is to love each other?
对不对？对一半。
Is it right? I think it's just half right.
彼此相爱，但是后面这句话，像耶稣爱我们，像基以基督的爱来彼此相爱，才是完全。
And after love each other, we need to have Jesus said, "I did love you." Then we make this verse complete.
你知道吗？ 如果不是以基督的爱来彼此相爱的话，很多别的团体比我们基督教还要彼此相爱。
If you don't love the other people with God's love, then we are just like in all the others, you know, communities.
现在有很多异端啊，像法轮功啊这些，他们真的是彼此相爱的不得了啊。
And for cults, something like the Falun Gongs, and within their organization, they love, really love each other.
那个我记得多少年前呢？那个波士顿的爆炸案。
And a couple of years ago, I remember the bombing in Boston.
有两个兄弟，一个被打死了，另外一个抓到了，在法院问话的时候，他怎么说啊
？And there are two brothers. One was killed, and one was brought to the court for trial.
他说：“穆斯林的弟兄啊，任何一个弟兄被欺负，其他的人都要来为他报复。”报仇，这样才叫做爱他。
And for any one Muslim that was persecuted, then all the Muslims will have to take revenge on.
他们那个爆炸就是为了要报复，要为穆斯林的弟兄报复。我们基督徒还没有爱得那么厉害。
Actually, the bombing is to take revenge for the Muslim that was died.
还有啊，那个佛教的。爱也是超过我们所想的。
And the love in Buddhism is also, you know,
台湾有一个慈济会，大家不知道晓不晓得
？And that is a organization in a religious organization in Taiwan.
在中国大陆啊，任何地方啊，有天灾人祸，他们的物资啊、钱的，第一个就到。
And whenever there's natural disaster and their money and then their subsidies.
有一次四川大地震我去了。
And when there was a big earthquake in Sichuan, I was there.
那边的那个书记是在当地的党的头子，最有权的。
And the secretary, a local secretary, which is the head of the Communist Party there.
他对我说：“他说你们基督徒的爱心呐、啊，没有佛教徒的爱心好。”
And then he said to me that the love of you Christians is less than the Buddhists.
为什么呢？因为慈济啊，他们的钱呐、啊、物资啊、衣服啊，送到收据都不写就走了。
And the 慈济 organization, they send all the material, they leave it there, and they don't even need a receipt.
钱交给那些书记，不收，不拿收据，你说那书记高兴吗？
And then we give the money to the officials, and they don't need to have a receipt. And, you know, the official must be very happy.
我们基督徒呢，是一群那个地方教会的姐妹。去照顾那些孤儿。
And from the church, there's some sisters from the local church. They went there to take care of the orphans.
物资很少，钱也很少。
There are only very limited resource, and limited money.
那些书记很不欢迎。
And the secretary, they don't really welcome them.
但是真正能够照顾到那些孤儿的，就是这些姐妹。
And then.To who really actually can take care of the kids is the sisters.
姐妹，她们自己也有孩子啊，但是她们为了那些孤儿去照顾他们。
And those sisters, they have their own kids, but they're willing to take care of those orphans.
你知道吗？大陆啊是一胎制。
And you know that in China, you can only have one child.
小孩子没有哥哥姐姐。
And often the children, they have no brothers and sisters.
没有叔叔伯伯，没有阿姨，没有姑姑。
And they don't have uncle and aunties.
父母一死啊，真的是无依无靠。
When their parents die, and then no one to depend on.
那五六岁、七八岁的小孩啊，到了晚上哭啊，妈妈，我要叫妈妈，要找妈妈。你给他衣服穿，给他饭吃，不行啊，他要找妈妈呀。
And at night, those 5, 6, or 7, 8 years old children, they often cry. They look when they want to look for their mothers.
只要是人听到他们那样的哭声，没有不掉眼泪。
And there's no one who will not weep when they heard about their cries.
我们的姐妹。自己放下家庭儿女去照顾这些孤儿。
Our sister, they live aside their own family, they went to take care of the orphans.
彼此相爱不是只是相爱而已，是以基督的爱来彼此相爱。
When we love each other, it's not just we love each other; it's you have to be in Christ.
只有基督才有的。
And Christ's love is only, only will Jesus will have it.
而且爱是一种属性。
And love is in characters.
不能够模仿的。
Cannot be imitated.
像 George, 他很勤劳。很爱他的父亲，去照顾父亲，然后为了教会，为了孩子，忙得不得了。
And George really diligent in taking care of his father, but he also served in the church and also his children.
我虽然是他的舅舅，我没有这样的属性，我要模仿他这样去做。我做了几天，我就会很辛苦的。
Even I am his uncle, but I don't have the attributes like him. You know, if he asked me to do it, I'll be very tired.
所以要能够以基督的爱来彼此相爱，我们的属性，我们的人格，先要基督化。
And for us to love one another, just like what Christ loved us, we have to develop this attribute.
约翰福音第十五章我们刚才念过的第八节说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
In Gospel of John in chapter 15 verse 8 said, by this my father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
那么英文说prove, 刚才弟兄说过这个 proof 证实的意思，所以不单是是我的门徒，你就证实是我的门徒。所以耶稣给他的门徒一个凭证是什么呢？就是多结果子。
And this proof is not is also mean that it's certified to be a disciple of God, and the sign is to bear much fruit.
你若是多结果子，在你身上会发生两件事，其实是二而一的事。就是是证实是主的门徒，第二是归荣耀给神。
And you bear fruit in Christ, you prove two things. This, you prove yourself to be a disciples, and then you give glory to God.
没有一个耶稣的门徒，他的生活，他的生命不能够荣耀神。
Not one Christian that is God's disciple will not praise, give glory to God.
我们看主耶稣的一生，他所做、所说、所行的，就是荣耀神。
We look at the whole life of Jesus. What he did is to glorify God.
所以，耶稣的一生就是荣耀神。我们要做耶稣的门徒，就是要我们的生一生也要基督化。
And the whole life of Jesus is to glorify God, and we want to be disciple, and we want to be Christ-like.
因为只有耶稣有那个荣耀神的生命的本质，跟那个爱是一样的。
And only Christ has this attribute and characters of glorifying and God.
在希伯来书第一章第三节说，他是神的荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, who being the brightness of the glory and the impress of his subsistence, bearing up also all things by the saying of his might, through himself having made a cleansing of our sins, sat down at the right hand of the greatness in the highest.
唯独他就是神的儿子，我们的主耶稣，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Only Jesus is actually will be the is the brightness of the glory and the impress of his subsistence.
神这耶稣这种发出神荣耀光辉的生命，如果跟葡萄树跟枝子一样的关系连在我们的身上的时候。
And if this life of, you know, being the brightness of the glory, if his Christ's life is connected with his people.
耶稣发荣耀光辉的这种生命就从葡萄树流到枝子里面。
And this life of the brightness of the glory will flow from the vine to the branches.
那么这个枝子就靠着这个生命结出果子来。
And this branch will bear fruit from this life.
这样就把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And this will bring out the glory of God.
也就是归荣耀给神。
And this is to give the glory to God.
这是唯一荣耀神的方法。
And it's the only way to glorify God.
我们常听到有很多说啊，这个小孩很荣耀神，或者是说某某人做了一件有一个很大的成就，或者是某某人的儿子考上哪一个最好的大学，他真的很荣耀神。
We often heard people say that, oh, this kid or some person, he did the great things, and then we really glorify God.
他是很感谢神，应该是很感谢神，因为所有我们的生活、生命里面都有神的祝福，都有神的帮助。
Yes, they are really thankful to God because in our life they give us a lot of blessing and help.
但是真正的荣耀神是葡萄树的枝子，把葡萄树荣耀神的生命结出果子来，那才是归荣耀给神。
But the true glory to God is for the branches to live out to bring out the brightness of the glory and the life.
耶稣那种神发出来的神荣耀所发的光辉从枝子里面发出来，那就是归荣耀给神。
And for the brightness of the glory through the branches and is the true glory of God.
好，所以这样子的话，我们的人生就能够基督化。然后我们来看下面，路加福音十四章二十六节：人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And this is the our life become Christ-like. And in the book of Luke and chapter 14, verse 26. If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. Your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple.
好，还有下面一段圣经，我们就不念，因为时间的缘故啊。那有耶稣的妈妈和他的兄弟去找他，人家就告诉耶稣说，啊，你的母亲跟弟兄来找你，他怎么说呢？他说：“看呐，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵守神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。”
And actually, there's a following scripture. I'm not going to read it, but it basically said that, and Jesus' mother and his brothers came to see him, and then at that time, Jesus talked to the congregation, say, "Look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
我们在美国可能没有这样的情形。我读书是在台湾。我在高中的时候就初中的时候就信了主。我的朋友就我的同学就骂我，说你们基督徒不孝。
And there's something that it won't happen here, but when I was back in Taiwan, when I was in high school, I became a Christian, and some of my classmates told me that you are not respectful to your parents.
他们也知道这节圣经说你们要恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女，才配做我的门徒，才能做我的门徒。
Yeah, they accused me based on this scripture, say that you have to hate your mothers.
然后，耶稣的母亲去找他，他跟人家说，你遵循我父旨意的才是我的母亲，那个意思就是根本不认他是他的母亲。
When Jesus' mother came to see him, and then when Jesus said, "Whoever, anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother," that means Jesus doesn't recognize her as his mother.
那耶稣不是这个意思。
But Jesus really didn't mean that.
我们都知道十诫里面的人际关系的第一诫就是孝敬父母。
We all know that in the Ten Commandments, the first one is to respect your parents.
没有一个真的耶稣的门徒是不孝敬父母。
And no one true Christian will not respect their parents.
但是主耶稣在这里说，你们爱有一个比较的等级，要把爱神爱主放在最优先。
And there are different levels of love, and you have to put love God and love people to the top.
而且你这样做的话，你会爱你的父母爱得更好、更对。
If you love God more, then you will love your parents in a more correct way.
有的人爱父母是愚孝，有没有听过这样的话？
Someone they just foolishly following, obeying their parents.
如果你是真正的认识主耶稣，有主耶稣的这种有基督化的人生的话，你爱父母会爱得更正确、更彻底、更好。
If you have this Christ-like, life, you will love your parents in more correctly or more deep.
你看 George 现在他照顾他的父亲。
You look at Brother George is taking care of his.
在高中毕业到大学四年还有很多的年 ，George 知道我母亲呢是下半身麻痹躺在床上。大小便都不能自己排泄。
When I was from, moving from high school to college, and my mother at that time was actually, her lower body is completely paralyzed.
那个时候只有我一个人有机会，其他的人都不在家或者做别的事情。我弟弟当兵，只有我一个人照顾我母亲。
At that time, only I am the one around to take care of my mother.
如果不是主耶稣的生命加添我力量，而且让我能够看见这是一件蒙福的事情的话。
And if not because of God give me the strength and let me know that this is a act of a blessed action.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，这件事也是万事中的一件。
And everything works good for the glory of God.
好，我不能讲的太多。那么，这个人伦也要基督化。
And the ethics need to be Christ-like.
因为我们是从亚当遗传下来的这种性情。
We have the character and personalities inherited from Adam.
我们的感情是经过亚当遗留下来的这种罪性的污染。
Our personality and characters are contaminated by the sinful nature from Adam.
所以人的爱，爱很好，好不好？当然好。
God love is good, right?
有的时候一个人，一个男生爱一个女生，爱到最后把她杀掉。
And some people love their girlfriend and too much so that he killed her.
这就是我不能仔细的形容，这种事有。对不对？
These things happen.
那么这就是人性的爱。
And this is a human's love.
这要把它基督化。
And we need to turn into Christ-like.
把这种污染过的感情的链把它断开。
And this is to break the chain of this contaminated love.
重新在基督里面把这些爱的优先次序把它排好。
And in Christ that we prioritize this love.
神是最高优先的。
And God is the top priority.
你凡事你爱也好，做任何的事情，你把神放在最高优先，一定不会错。
And whatever situation or whatever thing you do, if you put top God in your top priority, nothing will go wrong.
好，我们不能继续讲太多。第六点呢，这是很我们基督徒很大的一个福气。这是保罗说的这不是主耶稣说，但是是基督耶稣的使徒保罗做的一个延伸。
And the next point is the points made by disciple Paul.
在腓立比书他说，我们确是天上的国民，并且等候救主， 就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
And the verse of Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 to 21, but we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious body like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everyone under his control.
你说这种福气是我们基督徒唯有基督徒才有的，因为神耶稣要把我们的身体也基督化了，像基督相似。
This blessing is only for Christians, and Christ will actually turns our body into a Christ-like body.
所以，身体有疾病、有缺陷的弟兄姐妹啊，你不要怎么样？不要觉得遗憾。
And don't feel upset when you have a body illness.
像我的肺癌，我这个左边的肺啊被切掉一半。
Because of my lung cancer and half of my left lung was removed.
我看过一个，我忘了他的名字。这个那个人呢、啊，只有一半，下半身没有的。
I saw on some somewhere that there's a guy, his lower body was cut off.
他做见证，还有一个很漂亮的女孩跟他结婚，还生了孩子。
He made a testimony, and then he also married to a pretty girl,
pretty young girl.
Pretty young girl.
那我们的身体到最后，主要把我们的改变成荣耀的身体，好像基督相似。
And God will transform our mortal body into a body that.Is Christ-like.
我们如果看圣经，耶稣复活以后，他那个身体，我们将来也会变被改变成跟那个相似，只有一点不同。什么不同
？If we turn, we will, you know, God will turn, transform our body, and there will be a body like Christ, and this Christ is different. And what will be the difference?
我们与他非常相似，但是。有一点不同的。
We will our body will we really like him, but there's only one thing is different.
钉痕。对不起，我们没有钉痕。
We don't have the punch the mark of the punch.
没有，耶稣钉十字架的那个钉痕。
The mark from he got from the cross.
他把他所有好的都给我们，把他。这些受伤的，他留着他自己。
He gave us the best, but the something that is injured, he kept to himself.
好了，我的时间已经到了。那么，然后耶稣，保罗又在加拉太书第二章二十节说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。”
In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, it said, My old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Okay. 好，我就不再解释了。那个就是说，我们活着的时候是基督在活着，就是全人基督化了。所以我们刚才读过的圣经，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And we want to live in the way that we completely turn into a whole self will be Christ-like. And then Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches."
我们刚才读过这些啊，生活基督化，人性。人生人性基督化，人格基督化，人生基督化，人人基督化，身体基督化，全人基督化，一定要经过主在约翰福音十五章所说的那个互相内住，才能够有效的发生在我们身上。
We talk about this very aspect of Christ-like life, Christ-like characters, Christ-like, you know, life and ethics and our body, and we can only work when we have the life relationships mentioned in chapter 15, the between the vine and the branches.
好，请最后请弟兄读这段英文。
OK，
在这里，这里。
Christians. Okay. So we read a passage by Bill Kynes. A Christian is a new creature in Christ. Yet for most believers, this new status too often remains an unclaimed treasure. They know they are united with Christ, but what union has no effect on their lives. As with a long-distance arranged marriage, their faith in Christ has resulted in a new legal condition and a new name, but it has not resulted in a real relationship of love. What's gone wrong? Our union with Christ must be experienced. We must abide in Christ.
这个 unclaimed treasure 很可惜啊，很多基督徒没有去 claim 这个最大的一个 treasure， 就是住在基督里。
And we often Christian miss this unclaimed treasure. That means it's in Christ.
所以他说 we must abide in Christ.
我们要住在他里面。
我们一定必须住在他里面。
We must be abided in him.